This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Massachusetts lawmakers today debate a proposed constitutional amendment that would ban gay marriage. Legislators are in a hurry to act since the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled that same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marry. The decision also is having influence across the nation, as some lawmakers in other states try to make sure that gay marriage does not become legal there. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
For many gays and lesbians looking to marry, the Massachusetts High Court ruling is a dream come true, a chance to realize a lifelong wish to be recognized and accepted as equals. But for many others around the nation, it was just the opposite.
Massachusetts is our worst nightmare come true.
Michigan State Senator Alan Cropsey says he first started to worry last summer when gay marriage became legal next door in Canada. Then he says when the Massachusetts court became the first in the United States to rule that gays have a constitutional right to marry, he says he felt a new sense of urgency that he better act quickly.
In Massachusetts, there's no way out. This Supreme Court is just shoving it in everybody's face and saying, four justices saying, you're going to do it our way, period. Just a pathetic abuse of judicial power. And we aren't going to have some liberal judge tell us somewhere, especially from another state, what marriage is going to be and what we're going to allow here in this state.
Cropsey is pushing a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage in Michigan that is now on the fast track and could be on the ballot for final voter approval in November. He says his concern is not just that the Michigan courts will say that gays have the right to marry in Michigan, but he says he also worries that the state could be forced into a kind of backdoor approval of gay marriage if Michigan is forced to recognize couples who are wed in Massachusetts. Kevin Engler is a state representative in Missouri who has the same concern. He's pushing Missouri lawmakers to act on a constitutional amendment in the next few weeks before the first couples are allowed to marry in Massachusetts in May.
It's going to make a real interesting situation if they start issuing marriage licenses and a lot of our residents decide to go there for the weekend, get married, come back, and then want to be recognized in the state of Missouri as legally married. So there's a sense of urgency because once you open the situation, it's going to be very difficult to close the door without having some residual problems that still loom out there.
Missouri and Michigan are among about a dozen states now considering constitutional amendments that would ban gay marriage. 38 states already have the lesser protection of a state law against same-sex unions. Genevieve Wood is a spokesperson for the Family Research Council, a conservative group opposed to gay marriage. She says the Massachusetts court ruling is making her job easier now to rally support for her cause.
Since what's happened in Massachusetts, we've certainly found friendlier audiences. People who before didn't think this was maybe that big of a thing, wasn't so much of a threat, are now saying, hey, how do we get involved? How can we stop this in our state? Unfortunately, the ball is rolling, and I think people realize we have now some catching up to do, but they're rallying around the issue.
Indeed, the backlash against the Massachusetts court decision is threatening some gains already won by gay rights advocates. There are efforts in many states to ban same-sex civil unions as well as marriage, and that could end benefits now in place for domestic partners. But advocates of gay marriage say they anticipated such a backlash, and they've been reorganizing and hiring more troops to try to combat it. Winnie Stackelberg is with the Human Rights Campaign, a gay rights advocacy group.
You know, if you take a look at other civil rights struggles, sadly you see the same thing, that after Brown versus Board of Education, or after the Loving decision in the 60s, that people still thought that it would be better to segregate classrooms and it would still be better to ban interracial marriages. So you take a couple steps forward and you take a couple steps back.
The Massachusetts court ruling also makes it more likely that the Republican-controlled Congress will take up the issue of a federal constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. But Stackelberg says opponents of gay marriage may face a backlash of their own if they push too hard. Polls suggest most Americans do oppose full-fledged marriages for gays and lesbians, but the majority of Americans also say they support equal rights for same-sex couples. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.